Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, even for the people that think they have it all figured out, life is still gonna toss them curveballs.
Yeah, that's one of life's certainties, is that there will be curveballs.
That and death.
Yep, and taxes.
But yeah, Khloe Kardashian has definitely dealt with her share of curveballs. Like when she found out that Tristan had fathered another baby with someone else, just as she and Tristan were starting their surrogacy journey together. Just truly wild stuff. Not to mention her in the middle of delivering their baby.
This is why women kill.
And him stepping out.
That's why that Lifetime show exists.
Yeah, solely because of this. But now Khloe is going public with all of the details in a new interview.
Yeah, so Khloe's opening up about all the ups and downs and is even opening up about where she stands with Tristan today. So
I know all of us have been on the edge of our seats desperate for this info.
Yeah, definitely.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, May 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Give me that
hot goss. So, Richies, it's been a hot minute since we've talked about Khloe Kardashian, but
yeah.
Get ready. The wait is over.
Finally.
You guys are really excited. Khloe is back in the headlines thanks to her appearance on the She MD podcast yesterday. So she spoke with the host of the show, who also happens to be her OBGYN,
yeah.
Dr. Thais Aliabadi, or Dr. A, as she likes to call her, and her co-host, Mary Alice Haney. So Dr. A actually delivered Khloe's second child with Tristan Thompson, a boy named Tatum, who came via surrogacy. And in the podcast, Khloe talks about how hard that journey ended up being for her.
So Khloe gave birth to her daughter True 6 years ago. Tristan is also True's dad. Mm-hmm. But after True was born, those two split up for a while, and then they got back together. We all remember that. And
yeah. Nothing they, like being in labor and finding out your baby daddy is hooking up with some rando.
I know. And she, like, talked about how she was in Cleveland when she gave birth to her first child.
Because of his team.
Yeah. And, like, Dr. A and her mom and her sisters had to fly in, like, last minute.
She's like, I had to put them on private planes. It was hard.
It was so hard. She was like, there was no Wi-Fi in the plane, so they couldn't talk to me. It's like, wow. That's terrible.
Wow. Welcome to flying Southwest.
Yeah.
It's every time, you're like, the Wi-Fi's out today, guys. Sorry.
Always. And I have to load up Candy Crush before I even get on the plane so that I can play it on the plane.
Don't even get me started on Candy Crush.
Are problems.
Yeah.
But after they got back together, they decided to have another child. But this time they decided to use a surrogate. And on the podcast, Khloe says that as they were beginning their surrogacy journey, she was hit with some bombshell news about that piece of shit, Tristan.
So It was a couple days before Thanksgiving, and I ended up doing the transfer. And then the first week of December, I found out that my ex was actually having a baby with somebody else.
So I swear to God, this asshole, like, he knows that this is happening and he still allows this to go through and go move forward. Like, I would be livid.
Yeah.
So she is referring, of course, to the son that Tristan had with Marilee Nichols.
Yeah, I'd be livid too.
It's like, come on, this asshole.
I just, this guy is just, it's a compulsion. I don't know what it is where it's like literally every single time. I mean, it's only been twice, but still.
Well, it's bad enough that he was cheating on her and having a baby with someone else, but to let her go through with the whole surrogacy process and all of this, like knowing that you're doing that.
Yeah. 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 Definitely not a great thing to learn while you're trying to have a second baby with someone.
Yeah.
So between feeling blindsided by that news and feeling detached from her surrogacy pregnancy, when it came time for Tatum to be born, Chloe admits that she had a meltdown. Mm-hmm. So Tatum was born a couple of weeks early, and when she got the call from Dr. A that he was about to be delivered, she was actually in the middle of a mommy-daughter weekend with True.
Yeah, Chloe says that she was a mess, but that Dr. A stepped up big time.
And so I go, no, we can't do this. I started hysterically crying. And she goes, you know what? I'll deliver the baby. I'll take the baby. And you come, you let me know when you're ready to pick him up.
There were so many, because they, of course, use this soundbite online, like for a lot of outlets. Mm-hmm. And the comments were all like, wow, what a piece of shit. Like, you didn't have to tell everything about your life. Your son's going to see this someday. It's like, you guys are idiots.
And this is what's so frustrating is, like, this is actually super common. I mean, not this particular scenario,
no,
I would
hope. No, of course not.
But just, like, not feeling attached to a baby that you have, postpartum depression, both for the mother and father of children. And we don't talk about it enough. People are like, oh, you have your baby, you have to be in love immediately. And it's like, it's okay if you're not.
Especially,
like, this is a huge change. This is a lot at once.
And
a lot of emotions.
Carried the baby for her. Like, this is super common when you have a surrogate to not feel that connection. So
It's common to feel it, not feel it when you've carried the baby. It's also common, especially common, not to feel it when you didn't. Like, it's just people are so ignorant about that stuff. And it drives me nuts because it's such a shameful experience. Like, I've talked to people who have had this and, like, they feel shame because the culture is you have to be obsessed with your baby the second it's born. And it's like, it's okay if you're not.
Yeah.
Like, grow to love it.
And people should be talking about this more.
Yes.
And the comments on Instagram are the reason people
don't. I know. That's what pisses
me off. One of the reasons. But for the
record.
And
you know they don't know shit. God.
Of course they don't know shit. They don't even, all they've read is the quote. They haven't even read the caption.
I know. The number of times.
But for the record, Richie's Chloe did go to the hospital for the delivery, but things didn't necessarily get any easier for her. Unlike her experience giving birth to True, Chloe says that she had a really hard time connecting with Tatum early on, and she says it took about 8 months to decide on his name. But that connection with Tatum did happen eventually, and Chloe says now she's obsessed with him. And her advice to anyone using a surrogate is to give themselves grace and patience. And keep, I'm never going to have a child, but hearing her talk about this was like, this is good. Yeah. It's good that she's talking about this. It's good to understand that this is common for people.
Yeah. I think it really needs to be talked about more so that people realize how common it is and they aren't so isolated, because the isolation, I think, can end up leading to some really scary stuff and some scary thoughts. And it's like, they need people who have given birth to know that they're, or have had just had a child, adopting, like, all of these different circumstances for having a child can lead to a lot of crazy thoughts in our heads.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking annoying when people are, like, judging from behind their keyboards.
I know. But she talked about how Kim had, like, a really good surrogacy journey, and she talked about it all the time. And she's like, so that made me more comfortable to do it. But then once Tatum was here, she was like, I was like, yeah, I feel the same way. And she's like, but inside I was like, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling this way? So it's different for everybody.
It really is. It really is. So now getting back to Tristan, we know he and Chloe have had a very rocky history. They've been on and off over the years. All because of him, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
They've definitely broken up more than once because of Tristan cheating on her. But these days, Chloe says that even though they're not meant to be together, He was meant to be the father of her kids. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to their relationship now, she says they get along so well, and she calls him the nicest guy.
Yeah. So Chloe also talks about how she made Tristan take 3 DNA tests after Tatum was born because she didn't think he looked anything like either of them. And Chloe also joked that she asked her brother Rob if he ever donated sperm somewhere because she thought Tatum looked so much like him.
Which is common.
And she was like, in this family, that would not surprise me, but that would be so disgusting. It's like Rob's like, I wish.
It's like, no, I'm getting plenty of money from this sock enterprise I've built. I'm good.
Is that sock business still up and running? I'm curious.
I couldn't tell you if I had a gun to my head. but I do love, because everyone, the 3 DNA tests is the thing that we're seeing everywhere, I feel mm-hmm. like. Why would she ask him? Of course, this is an example of reading comprehension. People are like, who did you sleep with? And it's like, did nobody actually read? Because it literally says in the caption, surrogacy.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
I know.
But it is a little, it's normal, like, she's, Rob is her brother. They share DNA.
I know.
My nephews have some similarities to me. It's like, doesn't mean, it means that genetics are working, doing their job.
Yeah. Does that mean they can't make decisions and they guzzle milk?
Yes, obviously.
Or did you mean looks?
No, personality.
Okay.
Not anything like me. No, but Colton has little freckles like I do. It's so cute. Okay, so Brooke, Chloe says she wanted to open up about her surrogacy journey in the hopes that it will help at least one person.
Yeah.
What stood out to you from this interview?
I gotta say, my favorite thing about the interview was that it was 47 minutes long.
Why? Because you're coming off that 3-hour roast?
Yes! Well, every time we talk about one of these interviews or like a Call Her Daddy interview and they're so long and I have to listen on like 1.8 as I'm driving over here.
I'm surprised at how fast I can listen nowadays.
I know. When I saw 47 minutes, I was like, yes.
Like, I can do this in 20 easy.
Like, that's all we could get Chloe for. But no, I just, you know, nothing I haven't already said. I think, again, I encourage people, if you're going to spout off your mouth in the comments, actually read the articles, actually listen to the podcast, at the very least read the caption, because this is what these places do. It's like, Chloe tried to give her baby away to a doctor. It's like, shut up. Just shut up.
Can you imagine if that had happened? Like, come on.
I know. Well, she was like, to the other lady that was there, she was like, yeah, she's done that and actually adopted a baby. I was like, wow.
The surrogate. I mean, doctor, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
It's like, Dr. A.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the other lady that said it.
Mary, the co-host?
Yeah.
I don't know the difference between the two of them.
I don't remember. I don't know either. But one of them did that and kept a baby.
I feel like what's bumping the most for me, pardon the language, is just Tristan still being around. I mean, I know this is her choice, but like this guy. And I respect her for coming to this, like, very zen look at her child's dad, her children's dad, mm-hmm. where it's just like, this guy, like, don't let your, I hope your kids don't model their behavior after him, because he's just shitty. He does shitty things.
He is shitty. But Chloe seems like a good dad. She's said so many times, and they've all said so many times, that he is a really good dad. And I guess at the end of the day, that's what's most important. And
yeah. And we all know telling someone you're good at something is how we prove it.
Yep. That's why one person in the world thinks Arisha's a good singer, because she told them.
No,
she was.
Two.
Who else did you tell?
John says I'm basically Taylor Swift.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Let's see the screenshots.
I'll show them to you.
Okay.
From Mundry, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.